judging in the same way. Matthew 7:1-2. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. This week we are jumping into Matthew 7 and starting with Jesus' admonition not to judge. When I asked the men, "Do you have a problem with judging?" LL replied, "No, actually I'm pretty good at it." That about sums it up, doesn't it? But Jesus' introduction to this topic includes a scary warning, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Who among us is comfortable being judged in the same way we judge others? As we begin this study, let's first dismiss the often heard retort, "Are we to ignore the obvious, sometimes evil, and oftentimes just poor behavior?" Discerning versus judging. No, we are not. Practically in the same breath, Jesus cites two situations that require discernment. Matthew 7:6. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Matthew 7:15-16. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. There is an obvious difference between judging and discerning. Judging implies a sense of superiority and condemnation, while discerning has a more objective connotation. But watch yourself, because expanding on what LL said, "I am very good at judging, but I have a hard time discerning without judging." The Holy Spirit, through Paul, warns us about anger and sin and distinguishes between them in a similar fashion to judging and discerning. Ephesians 4:26, "In your anger, do not sin." In your anger, discerning, do not sin. Apparently, we can be angry and not sin, but I have yet to find that balance. And you? I have an even harder time discerning without judging, and therefore sinning. Do you feel my pain? So how do we not, so we are not, judged in the same manner? Jesus has two suggestions, both from the same Sermon on the Mount. How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Matthew 7:4-5. Fix yourself before trying to fix others. In essence, look deeply and objectively at yourself before you even think about looking deeply at someone else. In Matthew 6:22-23, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are generous, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are stingy, your whole body will be full of darkness." View others in the same way you would want them to view you, in a generous light most favorable. In essence, cut them some slack, just as you do for yourself every day. This is going to take some serious practice, isn't it?